Teaching and learning during COVID-19 has presented unprecedented challenges. Where do you go for answers? Busted Pencils. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
It is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. We are back. Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, also known as Matt Damon's mom, when we have the most serious education question, we know where we're going. It's to Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. We were talking about President Biden's going back on the promise about delivering and saying we weren't going to do standardized testing. Nancy, you really laid it out there. It's like cruel and unusual. But, you know, the other part, I mean, defending the early years, and I really wanted to give you an opportunity for this bottom part to talk about the detrimental effect of standardized testing on kindergarten, first, even pre-kindergarten. Should, not just during a pandemic, but should we ever be doing it?
Can you hear me,
Tim? Yeah, we hear you great.
Okay, good. It isn't, you know what? It isn't just the standardized testing. It's the way of thinking about who children are and how they learn. And the fact that policymakers think that the way that you assess that would be through standardized tests. And that happens all the way through the education years. With younger children, it's most egregious because you can't get valid information about what children understand when they're young through standardized testing. But it's more that it reduces down our whole concept of what does it mean to be a learning person in a society that's facing so many issues and problems that we have on our planet at this point. And the fact that we're asking kids to tell us if they're thinkers and learners because they can count from 1 to 20 or go measure to 100 by tens or stupid things like that that are in the Common Core testing, and teachers are teaching to test, to teach these things to kids instead of helping them think in critical ways about problems that they might even try to identify on their own and then try to pursue out of their own interests and kind of connect to the arts and to music and to creative ways of understanding problems. In other words, the entire understanding of the education process has been lost since No Child Left Behind and reduced down to the most minimal, reductive, and absurd, puny little ideas that are supposed to measure what children understand, not to mention the standardized tests, as you know, have a history in eugenics and are racist and have all kinds of problems that many of us in society would object to. But from an education point of view, it's contributed to our minimal and pathetically small understanding of what is the meaning of education, especially in these times when we're facing huge planetary issues and global issues.
Well, and that's these times, and Johnny, I know you want to piggyback on that with these times. I know that's there for you.
Well, no, I can't thank you enough for that articulation and just that explanation of the reduction that not only standardized testing does, but that whole movement really to kind of shift how we understand learning and education and to bring us back to that question. And I love that you're asking it and inviting us all to really take it seriously and consider it, is what does it mean to be a learning person on this planet in this moment, you know, in this crucial moment? And to ask that question, to sort of reclaim it from the discourse of testing and learning loss and all of that kind of language, but to bring it really core back to, for not only our youngest learners, but all of our learners, what does it mean to be a learning person on this planet? I just love that question.
I love that question too. And Nancy, I want to though bring it, is it the problem though that they don't want us really asking that question. And so therefore the default position now is back to testing, back to normal as quickly as possible, because we know Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, we know Johnny Lupinacci, we know Tim Slecker, we know Diane Ravitch, we know Denisha Jones. They're going to actually want us to deliver on this stuff, and they're going to want real teaching. So let's squash it now. I only got you for a minute and a half left, Nancy, but is that too cynical?
You know, Tim, then we get into an area where we're just having our own personal philosophy about what the heck is happening in the world we're in. I don't actually think that policymakers like Biden and other people are trying to squash the free thinking of people like me and you. I don't think they are. I think they're too tied in to a system they've been part of for a long time. They have major funding. Major funding from corporations, big pharma, big companies, gun people. They have so much money coming to them that means their survival as politicians that it makes it hard for them to think clearly. And when it comes to education, for some reason, you might see progressive change in all other areas, immigration, all kinds of things, but comes to education and somehow it's a throwaway area where we're just going to treat it like a dumbed down thing that we don't really support progressive change.
Well, and that's it. Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, Matt Damon's mom, thank you so much for that.
Many blessings.
We will call you again, but again, more Busted Pencils when we get back. If you want to call us, make sure 844-967-2789. Back at the break.
Great to talk to all of you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's always great. Thank you, Dr. Carlson Page.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.